Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years on this show, we've been talking to y'all about nicotine, tobacco. You're smoking too much, you're vaping too much, you might be using too many pain medications, you might be eating too much, you might be looking at too much porn. And we keep bringing up the topic of how some people are addicted. Compulsive shopping, online, smartphone addictions. And whenever I hear the word addiction, I'm like, okay, well, that's not me. There's people that are addicted to things. They got problems. You know, I feel bad for them. And then you just go about your daily routine. But did you ever stop to think that you might have an addiction as well? And a big mistake I think we make in society is we only look at addiction when it's really bad. When somebody has overdosed and had to be resuscitated using Narcan, let's say, if they overdosed on narcotics, or when they drank so much into a stupor that they almost drowned in their own vomit. And that's when we go, you have an addiction. What we fail to do in society is pick up on the less so obvious addictions and then intervene before they could become addicted to even bigger, badder things. So growing up in a family where my father gambled, having friends who had drunk alcohol and sadly left this world too early as a result, I think there's many people that have issues that and they don't realize that they could be addicted. Some of us are addicted to sugar. Some of us are addicted to salt. Some of us are addicted to our phones. And so me and Caitlin Kalikas is an absolute rock star. She also goes to University of Nevada, Reno, where I went. She is majoring in psychology, specializing in addiction medicine or addiction therapy. And she and I wrote this book on how to identify early addiction, how to identify and how to prevent it. So for those of you that go, yeah, you know, I only look at porn 3-4 times a day, that might be a little excessive. Now, something is not necessarily an addiction if you do it a lot. I drink a lot of water. That doesn't mean I'm addicted to it. It's not harming me. It's something I need. I eat. Am I addicted to food? Well, I need it to live. So, and it's not adversely affecting me except maybe my tushy. But if you do something that does adversely affect you, it interferes with your health, it interferes with your work, it interferes with your relationships, then yes, we are then going to look at your repetitive or compulsive or obsessive or frequent behavior and see if maybe that needs to be kind of toned down. So a lot of us use computers for work. We have to use computers for work. But can you go a day without being on your computer? Can you go for a hike without checking your phone? Can you go on a vacation? Can you spend the day at the beach without hitting your computer? If you can't take a family trip to Disneyland without having to stop and go, I need my laptop, and your boss isn't asking you to log in, that could be an issue. And the more you give in to some of these other addictions, the more you could be prone to even the more deadlier kind. And I got to tell you, compulsive shopping. I have seen marriages wrecked because somebody couldn't get off the computer and stop shopping. So a way to identify and a way to think this through, for those of you going, well, how do I know if I could be addicted to something. So I've come up, Caitlin and I have come up with a acronym. It's called addiction, right? A for addiction. D, are you dependent? Do you have to watch porn? Do you have to have your potato chips to go on? Do you have to have your caffeine? Can you not get through the day without caffeine? A dependency could be a sign of addiction. The other D in addiction, depressed. When you cannot satisfy your addiction, do you actually get depressed? If you can't look at porn, if you can't online shop, if you can't get your marijuana, if you can't vape, do you get depressed? That could be a sign of addiction. I, do you get irritated when somebody asks you about it? Now, Dahlia, do you really need to eat that piece of chocolate cake? Leave it alone! Okay, well, maybe I'm addicted to chocolate cake. Do you get irritated when somebody's like, this is your fourth cup of coffee, or that's your fifth porn film you looked at? C in addiction is covert. Do you find yourselves trying to cover it up? Do you find yourself trying to sneak your chocolate or sneak your vape or sneak your porn? I get people sneak their porn, but do you find that you want to hide it from others because you don't think that it is societally acceptable? T in addiction is tolerance. Are you kind of getting used to it? Does the porn not really affect you? Does the caffeine not affect you? Does the third roach or dube marijuana just not cause a high? Tolerance could be a sign that you're addicted. The other I in addiction is interferes. Does it interfere, or do you have an inability to function with work, relationships? O, are you always occupied or thinking about it? Are you sitting there thinking about the next time you could have chocolate, or the next time you could have caffeine, or the next time you could see porn, or the next time you could have narcotics? Are you occupied by it? And then N is, are you seeing negative results? Do negative things happen, either from the addiction or from you not getting it, the withdrawal? Are you having bad headaches from caffeine withdrawal? Are you getting body aches and diarrhea because you couldn't take your pain medication? So for those of you interested, the book is on Amazon. We have it really reasonably priced because we're not trying to make money on it. We just want to educate people. It's a great short read. Gives you some tips, some basics, and things that you should think about. Always get therapy. Always see a medical provider. But Caitlin Kalikas and I put this together. It's on Amazon. It's called Addiction Basics Tips for Beginners. So I think you guys will find it useful. So a lot of the things we've talked about on the show is how to prevent and slow down an addiction. So set limits. If you gamble, have a buddy that stops you, says you've gone too far. I have controls on the porn, so you can't turn it on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one thing society has trouble on is giving everybody the memo and then changing the memo and then vilify people who don't get the memo or who are working with an outdated memo, and it becomes a big mess. So I try to give you guys the memo, but sometimes I'm also behind the times. You know, when I say the human race or people of different races, apparently race is a word that is quote-unquote harmful. Survival of the fittest. When we in science talk about survival of the fittest, there's a group of scientists that say that is harmful and hurtful. You can't use that term anymore. We can't use the term man, woman anymore. These are terms. I know somebody says, well, who's deciding this? Well, once you have scientists start to steer the boat, steer the ship, then eventually people will, you know, get the memo, and society will have science to back things up and then be able to change it. Just like monkeypox. I never really liked the term monkeypox or chickenpox. The World Health Organization finally named it Mpox. It's taken a while for people to learn Mpox because they've been saying monkeypox for decades. But the World Health Organization said, look, we're going to give you a couple years. Okay? It's going to take a little time, year or two, but we're going to call it Mpox. So I don't know how long it's going to take for society to not use the term man or woman. It's getting difficult. Remember, there was a group that was concerned with Aretha Franklin's Natural Woman song, saying that that could be offensive. So we have a lot of pros, song lyrics, books that are being evaluated to see if they could be harmful. And when you look at terms that are very commonly used in science, it's going to be a bumpy road. It's going to be kind of confusing for people. So when I looked at this, this comes from the Evolutionary Biology Language Project. This was founded by scientists in U.S. and Canada. And members of the, Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project have published 24 harmful terms that are used regularly, like virgin. All right? Like a virgin. Okay, so Madonna sang a song about a virgin. We have virgin, extra virgin olive oil. We use virgin a lot. Trust me, I was a virgin for a very long time. Okay? It could have been my middle name. Virgin is harmful. They say it is a social construct that reinforces heteropatriarchal norms. So they suggest that rather than virgin, we change it to unmated. Like an unmated. I don't know if Madonna's going to have to redo her song, but unmated olive oil, I'm not sure if that's going to be easily accepted. Alien. They want us to stop using the word alien. Non-native, exotic, invasive. You know, some people go, oh, you know, she's from another country. She's exotic. They say that's harmful. Don't do that. I know we've been talking about these alien UFOs. Don't use the term alien. They say that that is xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and militaristic. They would rather you say newly arrived species, non-endemic species, non-indigenous species, nuisance species, introduced species. When we do a study, and we have a double-blind study, where neither the tester or the testee know what the medication is, so there's no bias. So we call it double-blind study. That, they find, is a disability metaphor, which is offensive. So they want the term awareness. So they would probably call it a double unaware study. Citizen science is a term. I didn't know that, but there's a term called citizen science. They say it's harmful to non-citizens who are excluded. So they want to call it participant science or community science. When we say something was feminized or masculinized, feminized implies feminine and masculine or biological traits than social constructs. So they would rather you describe the specific traits. So when we talk about a feminization that might be happening with hormones and men, we're going to have to use different terms according to because that could be construed improperly. Gypsy. Gypsy is, according to them, a racial slur used to incite violence against the Romani people. So they have in quotes spongy moth. I don't understand that. I've never known any gypsies. I know that gypsies exist. Not exactly sure why we would call them spongy moth. That's, maybe you guys know more about that. Man or woman. Man or woman is offensive, they say. You cannot use man, you cannot use woman. They say it's highly anthropomorphic, biases towards male or female. They would rather you say human or a male or female. In terms of gender, they don't want you using the word gender. Gender is a social construct, they say, is often conflated with sex. Then rather you just say sex. So if that, then if we're not using gender, are we not using transgender? We have laws that are discuss transgender rights. Do we have to rewrite the laws? Do those, we got a lot of catching up to do. And sex might be construed as a word that has to be fixed, because sex may be considered, well, that means they're having sex, and you have some individuals that are asexual, so you can't call a male or female, you can't use gender as sex. I think they're going to have to reboot this another time. We don't use hermaphrodite anymore, we're using intersex or bigametic. We have had individuals who were born with both male and female sex organs. We used to call them hermaphrodites, and now they're called intersex. Indian, we're not using the term Indian, which is now turned to indigenous. Male and female, even though they just said to change man or woman to male or female, they're saying don't use male or female now. They say these terms are used to reinforce societal imposed ideas of sex binary, emphasizing cisnormative and heteronormative views. So even though they said change man, woman to male or female, now they're saying don't use male or female, five lines down, and call them sperm or egg producing XY or XYXX individual. Now, I don't think that's going to last, because you have some females that are anovulatory, or they don't produce, or they're sterile. So I don't know if that's going to fly. I see this. You know, people try to be progressive, but then they come up with a term that can also alienate individuals. I know many individuals that don't make sperm or don't make eggs. So I don't know if you could change male-female to sperm. I don't know if that would fly. That's the replacement term they are suggesting. Or they're suggesting that we call you an XYXX individual. There's going to be a big problem with that, because you have some people with Turner's syndrome or Klinefelter's. Or you have some individuals that may have XXX, XXY. They might have three chromosomes. So that might not, I don't know if this is going to work. Mother, father. They say don't use mother, father. They say these terms perpetuate a non-universal heteronormative or cisnormative view of parenting and birthing process. They say call them parent or the egg donor or the sperm donor. See, I don't know if my husband would be called a sperm donor, because donor implies that you did it willingly. When I wanted my husband to have sex with me, I was like, look, we are ovulating. I must be ovulating now. If we're going to do this, it has to be between my second and third year residency. We're doing it now. So I don't know if donor is the right word. They say race. Don't use race. Say population, subspecies, ecotype. Now, I don't know if subspecies is going to be considered a term that is acceptable, because we have a lot of us who are mixed race. And so what subspecies do then people fall into? There's going to have to be a lot more explanation with this. Discover and Discovery. The Discovery Channel may have to change their name. They say it erases the long-standing detailed ecological knowledge of indigenous communities. So they should be called Identified or Described. So Discovery Channel is going to have to be called Described Channel. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. The air is just fine. At least that's the word from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and EPA Administrator Michael Regan on the situation around East Palestine, Ohio. But as for the water,
if you haven't had your water tested, please reach out to the state and remain on bottled water until you do so.
Regan is urging residents around East Palestine to trust the science. The pleas are not guilty from all five of the former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols. The five face second-degree murder and several other charges. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the U.S. will not abandon Ukraine. Writing in the Washington Post, Schumer says we've invested a lot in helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia, but the work is not done. The Conference Board predicts the USA will slip into recession this year, blaming the combination of high inflation, rising interest rates, and all of us spending less. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Officer for the Propane Education and Research Council, a position he's had since 2017, to kind of talk to us about safe, clean school buses. Tucker, thank you so much for joining us.
It is great to be with you, and I think you should do the interview, and I'll ask you the questions, because you just made most of the point.
Oh, my gosh, I couldn't breathe for years. And, you know, it's interesting. One way I know I'm coming down with bronchitis is if I'm behind one of these older buses, I can't breathe because of the exhaust. And so, yeah, talk to us about what's happening with buses and these cleaner energy sources.
Well, you've just really said it exactly it. We hear it from drivers saying all the time what you just said. Even drivers, they are healthier and feel better when they're driving a propane bus. But it's all about that cloud of black smoke. We now know what's in that cloud of black smoke. And one of the emissions in that is something that's very harmful to all of our lungs, but particularly harmful to children's lungs. The precursor to asthma, to bronchitis, to a host of pulmonary issues. And when we're able to choose propane over diesel, that cloud of black smoke is gone.
Love it. You know, and I'm in Southern Nevada, so we had a pipeline issue where a major pipeline of fuel and diesel couldn't make it, and people started to panic at the pump, and they got the pipeline fixed. But we do need to have some alternatives. We need Plan Bs, and we need cleaner sources. How many? Are you seeing a lot of school districts start to convert? How many buses that do you know, or how many school districts? How popular is this right now?
Well, I'm always happy to say to your specific questions, 22,000 school buses and over 1,000 school districts across this country. But the real statistic that matters to me, 1.3 million children this morning were given a chance to ride a safe, clean, healthy ride by choosing propane-powered buses. 1.3 million children.
Man, God bless you and your team. That is amazing. And you're right. You know, with asthma, bronchitis, reactive airway disease, a lot of our lungs weakened with COVID, this not only helps the child, it helps the community, especially with our medical offices being overwhelmed and our medical dollars. Talk to us about some of the community impacts this could have.
Well, it's a massive benefit for the community. Obviously, every mile these buses that are cleaner and quieter travel is a mile that the communities also get cleaner air and quieter streets. The real advantage, though, for a community is the cost, right? Reduced cost. You get this cleaner air, this quieter ride, and you get it at a price. An initial bus is about the same as a diesel bus, but the operating cost can be half that of diesel. In fact, if we took all of the diesel buses in this country and converted them to run on propane, we'd save enough money to hire 23,000 teachers into the classroom, right? Mm-hmm. How impactful is it that we get a cleaner product, mm-hmm. a quieter product, and still one that saves enough money to make a meaningful change into the school system?
That's so true. And, you know, talk to us about the conversion process. How does that work?
You know, we never advocate for a conversion. School buses last to most communities somewhere between 10 and 15 years. So we ask that fleet managers, just in their normal process of getting rid of the older buses, buying new buses, that they break the cycle. Stop buying diesel and now start buying these new propane buses. And we really like that. And we even when we start thinking about comparing to electric, because I do firmly believe that school buses of the future will either be powered by propane or by electricity. Mm-hmm. A propane bus is one-third the cost of an electric bus. And really the real benefit to a school system is not whether they choose propane or electric, it's how fast they get rid of these older, dirty diesel buses. By choosing propane, you can do that at three times the rate. So big impact on the community, big impact on your tax dollars.
We're speaking to Tucker Perkins, President and CEO of Propane Education and Research Council. Marianne from Pahrump, Nevada, is asking, what's the difference between a gas tank and a propane tank? How does that work?
Well, I would like to say that certainly in terms of what a fleet manager would ask about, the range is about the same, whether it's a diesel bus or a propane bus. These propane buses are warm in the morning. They're really comfortable and safe, and certainly they're built built to this host of federal standards. So really no difference there in terms of range or performance, but a lot of difference in the emission benefits, whether we're talking about benefit to the climate or benefit to the child or benefit to the community. Much cleaner than a gasoline or diesel bus.
That is wonderful. And so, as you talked about school budgets, we have, you know, thousands of school districts struggling and you know, trying to figure out how to make their budgets work for the upcoming school year. Something like this will save them money.
Yeah, saves them a lot of money in operating costs, particularly compared to diesel. Just had a fleet manager who switched to propane years ago, really an economically distressed city, said really it was the difference between being able to get their children to school in ways they could afford because diesel prices had run up, and their choice of propane years ago really meant the difference between having a strong school bus system that they could afford. But even as we think about the cost, again, of electric buses into the future, that savings up front gives a strong benefit to a school system, even one thinking about choosing electricity.
Amen to that.
Still is the right choice.
So, you know, we have parents listening. If they want their child on the cleaner buses, how do they go about talking to their school district? What do they do?
We love parents being involved in this conversation. We created a website. That website is betterourbuses.com, a great place for parents to first learn, then learn how to engage and how to ask the right questions about why aren't our children being given this opportunity to have a quieter, cleaner, healthier ride to school by choosing propane.
Wow. And we have, what, 65 million kids. And so you help at least 1.3 million. It's a huge feat, and we are really grateful for what you and your team are doing. In the final minute, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I just love to remind them that we love them to advocate, to learn more about this program at betterourbuses.com, and to really become involved. This is an important debate as we think about health and a better climate and being able to afford those solutions, that propane buses are, in fact, a critical element to achieving a healthier, quieter, safer ride to school.
Very, very cool. Tucker, thank you again for joining us. BetterOurBuses.com. Can't wait to have you back.
I look forward to being back. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I tell you, I know we have some callers. The chemical spills and what's been going on in Palestine, Ohio, we want to get to that. Unfortunately, we have a couple guests, and we'll get to your calls as soon as we can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But just to close, you know, as we're pushing for electric sources, we really need to be open, and we really need to have our mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when the media announces that a child has had a heart attack or we are seeing an uptick in kids with heart disease, it scares a lot of parents. And many of you have reached out about, do kids get heart attacks? What's going on? What's causing this? And there's a lot of speculation and there's a lot of people that are kind of concerned and scared. But one thing we've talked about on the show is we do have children with heart disease. February is American Heart Month, so we've been highlighting these facts. And one in every 120 babies in the United States is born with heart disease. And so we do have to be aware that heart disease is not just a grown-up issue. It's also a pediatric issue. And joining us next is Dr. Matthew O'Connor, attending cardiologist and the medical director of the Heart Failure and Transplant Program at Children's Hospital Philadelphia. Dr. O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you've been busy. You've been busy. We've been, aware of a lot of things that have been afflicting kids. What are you seeing in your practice?
Well, like you said, there's a lot of kids are born every year in this country with a congenital heart defect, meaning they're born with a defect in the heart that was present since birth. 40,000 kids a year. About 10,000 of those kids will need cardiac surgery or another kind of intervention called cardiac catheterization during the first year of life to treat that condition. And so that's that forms the most of what we do as pediatric cardiologists.
Mm. And, you know, the 1 in 120 babies, that's a lot. That is that number rising, or are you noticing it's going down because of our interventions?
No, it's basically staying the same. We don't really have a good way of preventing these heart defects from happening, largely because we don't really know why they happen. We classify most of these congenital heart defects as sporadic, meaning there's no family history, there's no genetic cause, there's no environmental cause. It's largely likely due to the fact that the heart's just such a complicated structure, and it starts beating at 28 days after conception. So there's a lot of opportunities for things to go wrong with such a complicated structure.
Now, you and your team perform over 850 heart surgeries a year, pediatric heart surgeries. That's huge. You do open heart procedures, closed heart procedures, heart transplants. You know, talk to us about that. You know, how's the long-term outcome for these kids?
Yeah, overall, it's very good. The outcome for any given patient really depends on the specific defect they have, and I like to tell folks that there are close to 150 distinct congenital heart conditions. And so your outcome really depends on what condition you have. However, over 95% of kids with a congenital heart defect survive to adulthood. And that includes the kids who get surgery and need multiple procedures. And so one of the really important things in my job is to give families hope and reason for optimism, despite the fact their child may have a complicated defect.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have ultrasound, we have a variety of things we could use. How are you diagnosing these heart defects?
By and large, they're diagnosed by ultrasound or echocardiography, and that can be done when the baby's a fetus, still in the womb. It can be done after the baby's born. We also use CAT scans. We use MRIs. We use 3D printing and 3D modeling. And we also use something called cardiac catheterization as ways of diagnosing heart disease.
Mm-hmm. And some of these babies don't at birth always elicit their issues. Sometimes it could come, you know, on follow-up exams. What are some of the symptoms that parents need to be aware of?
Yeah, by and large, you know, if the defect hasn't shown symptoms in infancy, some other things need to be looked for, including high blood pressure, heart murmurs, chest pain, particularly in kids when we see symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath or fainting with exercise. That can sometimes clue us to the fact there's a heart defect. Most of the time there isn't, but those are some of the symptoms that we look out for, particularly with exercise, something we are very closely attentive to.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it was somebody from your team that was doing intrauterine heart surgery. Is that it? And I think about a year ago. So there are things that are you doing them intrauterine or once they're children, once they're born?
Largely after they're born, there are a few selected cases where you can do intrauterine or prenatal interventions to treat a heart defect. But because the heart is so complex, because it's beating, because it's moving around, it's very hard to do interventions in utero. And so the vast majority of our interventions are cardiac surgeries and cardiac catheterizations done after the baby's born.
We are so grateful for you and your team. Dr. Matthew O'Connor, attending cardiologist and the medical director of the Heart Failure and Transplant Program at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So I'm sure you have a lot of advice to give parents. They're concerned. They're seeing that, you know, kids, you know, may not only with congenital, but may be facing cardiac issues in their adolescence. I've been warning parents about the dangers of these, you know, of caffeine, of drugs, of poor diets. What are you telling parents?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I think two of the biggest risk factors for children right now are their poor diets with
too much added sugar and too much fat and too much processed food, and also inactivity. You know, kids are not getting enough exercise and regular physical activity. And, you know, there may not be immediate complications of that during childhood, but this certainly sets the stage for problems in adulthood. And so if we can get kids to adopt healthy eating and exercise habits during childhood, we hope that they will stick with them for the long term and prevent some of the complications that we see in adults down the road.
Absolutely. So, we've advanced so much. It's 2023. What does the future look like with cardiac treatment, interventions? What comes next?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a continued move towards less invasive ways of treating heart defects. As I mentioned earlier, most of the interventions are cardiac surgery, but we're starting to see the cardiac catheterization lab, where instead of a big open incision on the chest, you just do a little access in one of the blood vessels in the leg to sneak a catheter into the heart, where you can close holes, fix valves, replace valves. That's going to continue to develop in pediatrics, I think, over the next coming years. And I think we'll also see better ways of treating heart failure with medications and implantable pumps to support the circulation.
That's absolutely amazing. Where can my listeners find more information?
I would encourage them to check out our website for our hospital, which is heart.chop.edu. They can find more about the defects and the treatment options that are available.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate your team. February is American Heart Month. We should talk about this all year long, but we're very grateful and we can't wait for you to come back.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when we get back in the next hour, we're going to be talking about some of the latest news stories, especially what's been going on with the exposure to chemicals in Palestine, Ohio. I know many people are concerned about long-term effects like we saw with September 11th and what we saw from that disaster and what our first responders and people in the area were exposed to. You know, when it comes to our hearts, if I could just close with this, we take it for granted, and it beats, and it continues to beat, and we are very grateful that it continues to beat, and we don't teach people to concentrate on that because they could freak out going, oh my gosh, is it stopping, but even though we've learned to go on with our lives while our heart continues to beat as it's done since it was a fetus, you just can't ignore it, and it does take care. It takes hydration. Needs water. It needs healthy food. It needs checkups. So, you know, and you know, oftentimes, you know, things might go unnoticed in a child that needs to be picked up as well. So we're grateful for all our medical specialists who handle that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.